Harper Audio presents Reagan at Reykjavik, 48 Hours That Ended the Cold War, by Ken Edelman, performed by Joe Barrett. Dedicated to Carol and Will, I can't imagine life without them. Introduction. The Reykjavik Summit is something out of an Agatha Christie thriller. Two vivid characters meet over a weekend on a desolate and windswept island, in a reputedly haunted house with rain lashing against its window panes, where they experience the most amazing things. The summit between Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev on October 11th and 12th, 1986, was like nothing before or after, with its cliffhanging plot, powerful personalities, and competing interpretations over the past quarter century. A decade later, Gorbachev felt the drama was something out of the bard, William Shakespeare, rather than the dame, Agatha Christie. Truly Shakespearean passions ran under the thin veneer of polite and diplomatically restrained negotiations behind the windows of a cozy little house standing on the coast of a dark and somberly impetuous ocean. The accompaniment of grim nature is still lingering in my memory. For those of us in the American delegation, Reykjavik was supposed to be an uneventful weekend, with the real action happening the following year at the real summit in Washington. Instead, in Iceland, we rode an emotional roller coaster, full of twists and turns, ups and downs, all weekend long. NPR's Rod McLeish deemed it among the most...